I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man robbed a home because he believed the owner was rich and he was entitled to take some of his stuff. A neighbor called police after he saw a man carrying a kayak down the road. When officers arrived, the man had two TVs, a fishing tackle box, and golf clubs inside of his vehicle.
Whoa.
Yeah, when officers arrested the man, he told them, quote, the homeowner probably, you know, owns two or three houses already. I don't see what the big deal is. I kind of felt like I could have some of his stuff.
I think a lot of people think that. It's called the redistribution of wealth.
I could get used to that because I ain't got no wealth. Let's see. A woman who stole decorative cement blocks. Didn't even know those things existed. I just thought there were cement blocks. I didn't know there's decorative ones. She did this in Florida, threatened to sue the man she stole them from because she hurt her back during the theft. The homeowner said she was using the bricks as part of a remodeling project when the woman took them. Officers found the lady shortly after the robbery and discovered 42 of those bricks were inside her vehicle. The woman told them she wanted to sue the homeowner because she was hurt during the theft on the property while putting the bricks into her vehicle. What is wrong with people? Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to sue you because I hurt my back when I stole stuff from you.
Well, I mean, she has a point. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. It's amazing, like, how dumb these people are. It's like, but things like that actually happen where people try to sue and sometimes, like, win. It's like,
how can
this person even have a case? Like, you were already committing a crime. Like, I don't get it. Okay.
No, she's insane.
All right, let's go to New York with this next one. A 52-year-old guy named Felipe was on a subway in New York City last week during rush hour and took advantage of the crowded train by pressing himself up against a woman and rubbing his crotch all over her thigh.
Gross.
What a weirdo. But he didn't realize, though, the woman was a cop who was riding the train undercover, literally looking for perverts doing stuff just like that.
Perfect.
So Felipe was immediately arrested and charged with forcible touching and sex abuse. So it won't be so fun when he's in prison and people are forcibly putting
touching him.
Yeah, how you doing there, Felipe? And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A guy in Vermont woke up around 3:30 on Sunday and heard some noises in his spare room. No. No, 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 no. Don't investigate.
Just call 911 and get out.
We have like an older house that we're in. So sometimes just little things like little creaks and, you know, things. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, why aren't my dogs barking? These are lazy guard dogs. We're going to die. So he hears some kind of a noise in his spare bedroom. And when he went to check on it, he found it was straight out of a nightmare. A random clown had broken into his house. I can't even continue on. And the clown was asleep.
Get out.
The clown was in the bed just...
Don't try to wake him up.
Just sleeping.
Leave.
The guy called 911, and the cops came and arrested the clown, who turned out to be a 43-year-old guy named Sean. Oh, hey, it's just Sean. Hi, Sean. He also happened to have cocaine on him, so he was arrested for unlawful trespassing and cocaine possession. The mugshot...
That's why his nose is red, huh?
Yes. Well, it's funny. It looks like it must be the makeup. It looks like he's got blow all over his nose. If you actually see the photo, I'll put up on the Dummy of the Day blog at RadioNowIndy.com. This guy is a hot clown mess, but I'm sorry. If you're in my place, like, I'm going to take a bat to you, even if you're sleeping.
Like, no, I'm not. If they're asleep, then I'm going to let the police do it.
You're just going to, like, sneak out of your own house?
Yeah.
But what if there's another clown outside waiting for you to do that?
Ooh.
Didn't think about that one there, did ya?
I didn't.
Oh, those creepy stories are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.